Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. I'm joined today by Merrill Hodge, who is part of a new football league called Your Call Football. It's a really interesting concept, so I'm excited to talk to him here today and learn more about what he's going to do as a head coach of a team within that new league. So, Merrill, welcome back to the podcast. I had you join me before when Mr. Rooney passed, and I appreciate you taking the time back then, and certainly appreciate you taking some time right now.
It's my pleasure, brother. It's always good to be with you.
Well, tell us a little bit about Your Call Football and how this all came about, how this concept came about.
Well, listen, they reached out to me and they said they would like to get the fans more active and get them to call plays. Now, that's kind of how they present to me. That's how they make call plays in the NFL. I'm like, no way is anybody going to let somebody call a play in the NFL. So, anyway, I listened a little more. Now I started to understand the concept that they want to really create a new league. The first thing that intrigued me was they want to play good football. So, you know, we're getting pro type players, professional players in to play, and we're going to play professional football, and it's going to be good football, and it's got to be good football. That was the first thing. And they're like, really, we're trying to give something in the off season to gamers and football fans. And I like that because they're like, we're not trying to beat the NFL because nobody's going to do that. And then the fans are going to call our plays. And that means there's going to be an extra 10 seconds on the clock. Now, here's what I will do. On first and 10, I'll give you the three options. Then the fan selects. But here's where it's critical. You just start selecting plays. You have to select things that have success. And that's how you get points. That's how you score points, get prizes, make money, you know, is doing it that way. So, you know, you got to be – it's very like – almost like fantasy and Xbox Live.
Right.
So fans have always wanted to – too, and they feel like, oh, I would never call that, or this is what they should be called. Now it's your chance. Now it's your chance to really, you know, and listen, press conferences afterwards are going to be interesting because there's always questions on play calling. And, you know, it'll just be interesting to see what happens, well, you know, at the end of games and how things, how the outcome comes based on plays that were called. You know, now there's no kickoff and there's no punt. And what I like about this is after you get crossed into the opponent's territory, you have to go for it on fourth down, which I love.
What do they do if you're in still on the other side of the 50? What happens then?
They'll move it down 40 yards.
Got it.
It's like we declare like there's an average, you know, distance of punt, and based on where you are, and then they just start possession there.
What was the rationale, I guess, for removing those phases of special teams?
Well, I think the number one was because you're only playing three games and to really work on special teams and to bring just, you know, people in the punt and the kick. It's just roster spots that we thought we could avoid, one. And we thought we'd speed it up a little bit, too, because that's what we're doing. It's only 5 minutes of halftime because of those transitions or lack thereof, you know, kickoffs and punts. We're going to save a lot of time because we want to really get our games done within 2 hours.
Got it. So the you mentioned three games. The season, this initial start of this, is just going to be three games?
Yeah, it'll just be three games. And actually, it's two teams. We'll play three times. And within those three games, you know, fans are going to get a better feel, too, for the people that we have with the strengths and weaknesses of a team. And that's going to help them, you know, with play calling as well as we move on. But, you know, we're starting there, and we're, you know, we're excited about that.
Now, with something like this, And you know that your fans are going to basically pick the play. How important do you think the game planning portion of this is, that you're going to have to really narrow this down to some things that you feel are going to be successful? And have you thought about, you know, in the game planning process, maybe thinking about, geez, you know, what kind of things do I want to put on here, you know, because the fans might call this play?
Well, you know, it's a great question. Actually, those are the strategy perspectives we got to think of that are different than you usually think of. You got to be so far ahead of the curve, because just like formations and things you want to do, I mean, I think anybody who knows and understands football, I mean, during the game, all kinds of things start to shift and change. You know, things you start working you didn't think were going to work. They don't work. You got to adjust formations, you know, where you are with personnel. So we're going to have to think of that ahead of time. And I think there'll be some options for us maybe at halftime to make some different package options for fans. You know, those would be things I think will evolve with the game. But I do have to think of ahead of time formations that we have to have in place for the fan to use, you know, ways to get certain plays done with a lot of different formations and ways, and think outside the box of other stuff that might come up in a game the best we can so that we can adapt to those things and give the fans those options. But that's where the strategy is, putting those three plays together and those packages together, and then being able to get them out there when they matter and when they're important. So it's all a little, you know, like I say, this play calling for us is going to be done way before the game,
yeah.
You know, and then we're going to have to make sure that we've thought through everything best we can so that when things start to evolve, that we can get fans different options for different plays during the game.
Absolutely. You know, Bill Walsh, obviously, who a lot of people look to as a guy who really set the framework for game planning in football, you know, always talked about, you know, making those calls, essentially making those calls in the cool and calm of your office, which is really what you guys got to do, because you don't have the ability really with the way this is set up to make those calls on game day that you're going to really have to be effective and clear on, boy, here's our packages that we want to take into this game.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one thing that's kind of a nice from our perspective and add build on that is, you know, on 3rd and 8, we're going to be based on where we are on the field. We're going to have, I mean, not just three options. There's going to be like a package of three options.
Right.
So, you know, that hopefully we've covered our bases and we make sure we keep giving, you know, the fans different, you know, ways to have success with our team. So yeah. That's what we're thinking too with our people, but you're exactly right.
Now, just so our listeners understand, I guess we didn't cover this yet. Exactly how does this work in terms of what you're doing in the game and what the fans will see in the game?
Well, listen, I'm the head coach, so I'm really going to be doing and be responsible for everything a head coach should be responsible for. You know, we have to make changes with personnel, you know, you make a lot of critical decisions, you know, although some of that is kind of already redone. Now, you know, there is one thing I just started thinking through all the things, and I can't remember. We've had this call, and I'll have to find this out. So we're going to go forward on 4th down once we get inside opponent's territory. I believe we can still go for it on our side of the territory, you know, so those kind of things, you know, is what I'll have to be doing. You know, listen, things are going to happen in the course of the game with players and things, so you got to manage that and be aware of that and be ready to handle, you know, the situations that happen to your players and your team. So aside from really being able to call the plays and then having the, you know, this actually might be a little bit of a challenge, is making sure that we're throwing the three package or three options out there to the fan best we can based on how the game's, you know, unfolding. You know, we got to hopefully feel it the way the fan's feeling it too, and get them option plays out there that are going to work for them, that they're going to like.
Yeah, and that's obviously the neat part here. And while, you know, I think a lot of people are used to sitting down with their Xbox or their PlayStation and you know, playing a Madden game where they pick those plays and then execute those plays. The part that's just different about this is there's actual people behind this too. So as a head coach, and I know it's still, you know, a short season, you still have to build that culture within, you know, your team, within your organization, that these guys are going to go out and perform to their fullest. So with that in mind, first of all, how much time of a preseason do you guys have? And what thoughts do you have on how you're going to bring this team together within this new concept?
Yeah, we'll see. We're working on personnel right now, you know, and getting players interested in coming. And, you know, you got to realize that at the beginning of every NFL season, there's about 900 people that are cut. You know, 30 plus per team. So there's a lot of good players that are pro type players, and just they can't make a roster just based on the numbers. Clearly good enough. It's just the circumstances, you know. So those are the kind of players that we're going to get. And here's what we're giving them an opportunity to do. One, keep playing the game they love, and to play on a platform that other people are going to watch and, you know, that you never know how that happens for a player. You know, be somebody watching him in the off season, and they're like, "Wow, you know what? Let's bring him into camp. You know, another chance to keep trying to get to the NFL if that is their dream. But a chance to keep other people in the game that they love and playing a game that they love. You know, they get paid for the game that they love, and we're going to do it really well too. You know, and that's what I'm excited about. And we're going to highlight players and really get everybody an opportunity to keep, you know, honing their skills, developing their craft, and getting better at their game."
Absolutely. Coach, how do you look at, you know, what you're going to do preseason? You know, obviously you're going to have that period where you're going to bring that personnel.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Right. Well, here's what we're going to do. We'll probably have like a week, if you will, like combined, you know, where you bring X amount of players and then you whittle it down to about 90. So you have 45 per team. You know, and then you're going to go through. What we're going to do is we're going to run conceptually the same type of offenses and the same type of defenses so that we can interact and practice against each other. Mm-hmm. And there's probably going to be about a 2-week period of that. You're getting ready to play. You know, and the way I look at it is the first week we're going to practice to learn. And then the next week we're going to practice to get better because, you know, it's going to be new learning for everybody. So you're going to have, if you will, a combined, then you're going to have install with the people that you're going to play with. And you're sharpening this up in another couple weeks. And then you're playing around your fourth week.
Now, I don't know how much you guys have looked at the technology you're going to use to teach. Obviously, you have technology you're going to use on game day. How are you going to implement the playbook? Is this going to be something you see working on a digital system for these guys, or are you paper and binders?
Oh, we'll do this with iPads and stuff, with technology the best we can, so that we can get the most understandable information as quick as we can to them, and we can digest and go through it quick enough and learn it so we can go out and apply it. So we'll be using a lot of technology that is used in all at the highest level to get players their plays and the playbook and get them ready to play.
Now, we didn't mention, we mentioned no kickoffs, no punting. Are there going to be field goals and extra points in this?
No, I think that the kicking game will be, you know what, I'm telling you this. Well, no, we won't do that because we'll go for two, and that's why you got to go for it on fourth down.
Got it. Okay.
So, the kicking game will kind of be eliminated, period. So we'll go for two. And those are kind of conceptual things that, listen, I've always liked. And I was like, man, you know, listen, everybody likes fourth down. You know, it's a different deal when it's fourth down. You know, they like it when you go for two. So those parts of the game will be eliminated.
You know, obviously this is conceptual right now, playing three games this season. What do you see as the future for this moving forward and expanding?
Well, here's how I kind of envision it and really look at it based on, you know, really the response that we've got, because it's, you know, it'll be so exciting for football fans and gamers, is that I could see this evolving into, you know, 6-8 teams. You know, you're playing, you know, eight, ten games throughout the, you know, a season, you know, depending on how our window is, you know, or 4-6 teams, you know, 6-8 games, you know, now you have different matchups, different opponents to make it, you know, more and continue to build on the interest from the fan and get them different flavors and different matchups to keep it making interesting for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the big things when you look at the landscape right now for football, really at any level, player safety obviously is a huge issue. Have you guys talked about or addressed anything in terms of the player safety and what that model might look like for guys who are in this league?
That's one of the big reasons I got involved and they came to me, is because of my passion about that. You know, football is safer now than it's ever been in its history. That being said, one of the things that they were adamant about, the group, is that we're not just playing good football, we're playing good, safe football. We're playing professional football, and all of the things that apply in the national football thing will be a part of what we do. Our protocol for all injuries are going to be at its highest level. We have medical staff for everything, and we will take care of the player. We will not, this is not a rinky-dink league that just we're doing it by, you know, our shoestrings. We're playing good football, taking care of players, and putting an awesome product on the field so that the fans could enjoy it. Because I told them, listen, No, but you can't play bad football. Gamers, football fans are not dumb. You're just not dumb. You know, that's the key. You got to play good football, and that's what they came to me with. That's been our direction all along, and we'll continue to be like that. So we will play great football, and we'll take care of the players with all the safety precautions, from equipment to how we practice to how we play and how the game is officiated.
Well, this sounds like a really neat concept. Obviously, kind of looking at the NFL fan and gamers, do you feel there's a value in this for, let's take the typical high school coach who just loves football. Is there something they can take away from an experience like this and, I guess, learn about play calling, learn about packaging plays, et cetera?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. I think that's one thing these type of things do. They do help the fan, become smarter and better. And I think, now this will really help them. We did a mock game with a college matchup. And I'm telling you, I'm a hard sell, even though I've played games and video games. I mean, when Tech the Bowl came out, you couldn't get me away from a screen. I mean, I don't get into much of it now, so I'm maybe a hard sell. For an entire quarter, I couldn't stop. I mean, it was just so fascinating, to really have that type of control and that type of input. It was awesome. I was competing against somebody in the room, and him and I were going between first and second place. So, and I was constantly learning too, more about the teams that we're playing and who the strengths are, and each individual what their strengths were. So, it'll help expand any knowledge at any level that you have in football as you start to watch it and enjoy it and be a part of it.
Has the league thought at all about how, during the course of a week that the fan might be maybe engaged with the playbook or some of the options that are going to come up for them? Because obviously, guys who are really involved in football love to understand those types of things. Has that been any kind of a focus for the league?
Not right now, but that does – listen, we're trying to make this as fan-friendly and interactive as possible. So, I think we will learn things after the first year, how to get them, more involved. So I wouldn't doubt it, but I'm not going to say, one way or the other to that, because I really don't know. But I just know that things come about, and you're like, wow, we could get them more involved here. We could do a better job here. So, and we'll see as the time moves on that. But, those could be possibilities as we move forward.
Well, Merrill, this is certainly an exciting concept. I appreciate you taking some time to share that with us. I hear you got the little guy in the background there.
Yeah, it's my grandkids, man. But Poppy enters town, they're like, hey, listen, get off the phone and don't do your thing, man, because we don't understand that.
Well, I'd love to have you back as after you go through this season and hear about the experience and some things you learned. And this is certainly an exciting concept for the fan. And like I said, appreciate you taking time on the podcast.
My pleasure. You need me back next time or any time next year, happy to do it. Thanks for your time, buddy.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.